Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's
Monday.
Why are you here so early?
I want to sing!
But you can't sing, which is why you're on the morning show and not on Broadway.
Oh, yeah?
Well, listen to this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Singing like a bird.
An early bird.
Well, we all know.
Early bird gets the worm.
Good Lord. Worms?
For breakfast. I'll just have coffee, thanks.
All right, it's showtime.
Yeah, I love that worm. Love that worm.
Gotta get it.
6:03. Good morning to you. Let's start out the day. Very pleasant temperature-wise, but fog again this morning. Going to be hazy today, a little bit of sun, but cloudy. I had plans today to go to Hanging Rock, but probably not going to be the best day to do that because it looks like low visibility today.
And it's awfully warm out there, not really fall feeling.
No, it's 75. I looked at my car thermometer yesterday, and I don't know how accurate those things are. I don't think they're very accurate. I looked at my car thermometer yesterday at one point, and it was late in the afternoon. Said 78 yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was very warm yesterday. Going to be another day like that today. That's okay. One more day like that means another day we don't have it. It's zero in January or February. At least that's the way I like to think about it.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
6:03, time to get up. Thanks for listening to the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Odds and ends time at 6:22. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yes, he is.
With a few restrictions, most malls, or many of them anyway, going to roll out their Santa visits some point this week. With coronavirus protocols in place.
Okay, all right.
Many malls are requiring reservations and protective barriers between the kids and Santa. Temperature checks and face mask also required by most malls, so be prepared that there may be a partition between you, your child, and Santa Claus.
What a world we live in. Which, by the way, Four Seasons growing up, I always thought the whole Santa, the whole Christmas landscape they do there is great. I love it.
You are enchanted by their magical Christmas land they create there.
I still am. I kind of want to get in line and see Santa. I'm not going to lie.
Donald Trump Christmas inflatables have gone on sale on Amazon. They show Trump dressed as Santa.
Woo-doot.
Along with a red Santa hat that says Make America Great Again. The inflatable is shown waving. 8-foot inflatable is $75. But if you don't feel like spending that much, you can do a 4-footer for $50.
Ah, reasonable.
It is reasonable. The Chiefs beat the Panthers 33-31 this weekend.
A sad day.
Well, you know, it's not their year.
No, but it was probably one of the best games I've ever watched. So good.
You know, I always wonder when I'm in a grocery store. You know, when you're in a grocery store, you see a lady or a couple with like 4 or 5 kids running around them. You know, they're trying to wrangle them all. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how do they do it? How do they do it? How do you even keep track of all those kids? How do you do it? How do you manage all that? How do you afford it? Well, this couple that has 14 sons are celebrating because they've had their first daughter, making a total of 15 children. They live in Lakeview, Michigan. Proud parents of a baby girl. Maggie.
Well, there you go.
Maggie Jane is her name. She weighs 7 pounds, 8 ounces and now has 14 older brothers. I guess she'll be kept pretty safe.
I was getting ready to say, somebody hurt me at school. Who was it?
Yeah. Her and her husband, the woman's name is Kateri is her name. I think is how you pronounce it. And her husband, Jay, are high school sweethearts who got married in 1993. Congratulations. Aww. So sweet.
That's a lot of money.
Well, the 2020 scent candle takes you on a journey, folks, through this year's memorable smells. The novelty candy company in England called Flaming Crap, honest to God, that's the name of their company, has created a candle called the 2020 scent. It is a layered candle that will take you through four of the big smells of 2020. Mm. Banana bread.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wood for all those DIY projects that everybody did. And, quote, budget aftershave and earthy essence, which is supposed to make you think of Tiger King. If you're interested, the candle sells for $20 on their website. Again, the name of the company, I'm not making this up, is Flaming Crap. So if you wanna,
I'll just
put some crap on fire and probably smell the same.
Yeah. Hey, this is a layered candle. You know, a lot of work layering these layers of scented wax together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got to appreciate their hard work. I don't know if you've enjoyed your new emojis or not, but they're on the iPhone now.
Hey, yeah. One of them's the Italian hands.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm excited.
When they come in.
I'm going to double check and make sure I did the update, because that's a very important emoji to have.
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking like, I don't think I have this.
Well, have you taken your latest update? Here they are, a ninja, a toilet plunger, an actual human heart, and a hand making a pinching gesture like a mafia guy would make when he's talking, which is what Chase was talking about.
Hey, beep-a-da-bop-a-da-boop-a.
If you have an Android phone, you should probably have these too. They've been rolling out over the past few months. If you don't have them, you'll have them within a matter of days, so don't panic. There's also the question mark in a box one too, which would be very handy to use for a number of things. So it should be coming to your phone very soon. New Country 93.1, The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, and Lori Loughlin. We told you this last week. Lori, I'm afraid, is in solitary confinement, but it is not for what you think. Lori is not in there because she's been misbehaving. She's in there because of the Rona. They've got her isolated because, hey, you've got to be careful in prison.
You have to.
And she's not the only one, by the way, who's isolated because of the Rona. But anyway, they've got her isolated. So she's got plenty of time on her hands. She's been creating some new stuff. She's like, well, hey, I can't make any movies right now, but I can make plans to make movies. And, you know, yeah, she sings too.
And at the same time, you know, she's thinking, hey, let's start our singing career and our new Hallmark movie list that'll be coming out. And we actually have the list of her movies that she's going to be performing in.
All right, let me play some Christmas music here.
Okay.
And go ahead, give them to us. I want to hear about this right now. I want to hear.
Santa, bring me a shiv.
Good one.
Cookies and Cons.
Mm-hmm.
One of my all-time favorite, Christmas Cavity Search. Christmas shower sandals, which are very important,
yeah,
especially in those bathrooms.
Yeah.
Rocking around the exercise yard.
You got to.
Where are you, commissary?
Jesus.
I'd have some food.
Holly Jolly Clinkmas.
Mm-hmm.
Rudolph, the overly friendly guard. Two more. It came upon a midnight shakedown. And Santa looked a lot like the warden.
Yes, nice. He did. That's a good
one.
Those
are the movies she'll be performing in.
Nice. That's a good list. I like it. Got some more. We have songs coming up, too. We have those coming up next. 6:35. Warm today, even warmer tomorrow. We're going to be near 80 today and tomorrow.
You would have thought you rode down every I'm getting them good vibes. I'm living this good life.
Throwing them good vibes around on Monday, and we all need them. 651. Andy, I'll let you go first, and I'm going to tell a story, an amazing story about how a superhero saved somebody's life. So go ahead.
Okay, so if you have like 2 minutes of free time, it literally takes nothing. There's a website, pack.crownroyal.com, and it's completely free. They're going to send a care package to military personnel, and it consists of four snacks that you get to choose for them. Like I said, totally free. It takes a short amount of time. And it sends those good vibes to the people serving our country. And I know some people like some beef jerky and peanut butter packets and assorted nuts and like tea. But anyways, it takes no time. I don't know why Crown Royal's doing it, but it's so cool. And I actually posted it to our Wolf's Facebook page if you want to go there. Or like I said, at crownroyal.com. So,
Annie, I'm just going to say this on the air. You need to reconnect while I'm doing my story, okay?
Oh, okay.
Sorry. See, we do this show from three different places. This is tough. It's hard work, people. But we do it for you.
It is. But we do it. Yeah, Dale, you answer
hello.
That. Yeah. There we go. Hello, Annie. All she's right. back.
Is this better?
And, well, maybe not. We'll get to that
later.
We'll
figure it out later.
Hey, listen, right, coming on coming on strong, these superhero guys on Halloween. These guys are dressed up as these characters from this TV show called The Boys. I don't know if you've seen it or not. It's on Amazon.
I have not.
Sort of a superhero, but it's a very unusual superhero show. It's hard to explain, but anyway, it's a superhero show. It's like superheroes gone rogue in a good way.
Anti-superhero, kind of.
Yeah,
in a way.
but not in a bad way. But it's a cool show, and this bunch of people dressed up as characters from this show on Halloween up in Ohio. They were walking the kids around the neighborhood, having a good time. Well, it just so happened as they were walking along, they happened upon a tragedy. Happened. There's a house on fire, and one of the guys dressed from one of the characters of the show ran inside. Rescued a guy from the fire, got him outside, administered CPR. The guy's fine.
Wow. Looky there.
Nice.
Halloween superheroes to the rescue.
That's right. I'm kind of going to continue on this good vibes trend. Annie makes fun of me because it seems very motivational speaker type of thing.
It does. It does.
Well, here's a quote that I think we can all live by. The quickest way to double your money is to fold it over and put it back in your pocket.
Thanks.
There you go.
You're welcome.
In the back of a cop car.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents Five After Laughter.
Now, before you came here, you had to decide how you're going to get here. And you might be getting ready and ask your wife, babe, you want me to drive? Do we get a cab? What do we do? Maybe Uber? A lot of people like Uber. Uber X. What is it? What is it? It's like hitchhiking with your phone. God knows what's going to pull up tonight to pick you up. Some guy in a Ford Festiva? Groceries in the back? Baby seat next to you? With a baby? Loose popcorn on the floor? What's going on back here, guy? Are you on an errand? What is this?
Hear Five After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 7-Eleven National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day. Not to be confused with National Fried Chicken Day. That's at another time.
Both are great.
It's National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day. Here in the South, we invented fried chicken. It was our culinary gift to the world. We know what we're doing when it comes to this. And most every restaurant, particularly fast food restaurant, offers some sort of chicken sandwich.
Now, yeah. I think we need to clarify because I got asked this over the weekend. I want to make sure. A chicken sandwich does not consist of one on a biscuit, right? Or would it count as one on a biscuit?
Yeah, that technically is a sandwich because it's a sandwich between two pieces of bread.
Okay.
But I think really what we're thinking about is the typical piece of fried chicken breast on a bun.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
Lettuce, pickles, mayo, typically.
So, we're going to be, again, I carried the team this weekend. I tried several of them. I was left to do it alone, and that's okay
because we're more than capable.
So I'll do. I'll be telling you my findings coming up at 7:25 and asking for what you think. Who's got the best?
I have tried the majority of the ones that we discussed. I haven't tried one, but I think Dale, you've tried it, so that'll have to be your decision.
Oh, it'll be my decision. You can bet
it would be.
We'll do that at 7:25.
We made USAA renters insurance for the stuff you love.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Stephanie Quayle, what you drinking about? Shout out to everybody out there at Summerfield Farm. They're probably out in the barn this morning, feeding all the animals.
Yeah, I know. This is their noon right about now. They should be up by now.
Yeah. Who's got the best fried chicken sandwich? National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day. I consider myself somewhat of an expert on sandwiches in general.
Of course you do.
Because I love sandwiches. I love eating them. I love making them. But I love eating them the best.
He loves being them.
Yes. Smelling them.
But that's a whole other show about how I'm being. That's a whole other show. We'll do that, though. It's a good idea.
That's a good idea. Write it down. Write it down.
So, you know, the first thing you think of in the South is Chick-fil-A. Everybody loves Chick-fil-A.
It's the Lord's chicken. It's delicious.
Yay! Celebrate Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. But there's so many more. Earlier, Chase alluded to the fact that he had tried most of them except one, and that he felt like I had tried that one. I believe what you're talking about is the Arby's.
Correct. Yeah, I haven't tried that one.
Guys,
me neither.
Come on.
Is it good?
Seriously.
Okay.
This sandwich is up there. It has mayo and pickle. Mm. The pickles are better than the pickles at Chick-fil-A. Sorry.
Wow.
Really?
It tastes more like a pickle you'd get in like a deli restaurant.
Ooh, yeah, like a Clausen's. Those are the best.
So they taste like that. Very, very good sandwich. It's some kind of a brioche bun, and we're big fans of that bun. It's good, and they're pushing it pretty hard right now. So that's in there. When I rank them, I'm not going to do it right now, but when I rank them, who you think's going to be number one is not number one.
I am intrigued.
It's not number one.
I know what your number two is. I know it's going to be Chick-fil-A.
So you guys rank them up. We've all tried them. I just refreshed myself this weekend with about three or four of them.
Because he's single and he can do that. Right. He has the time.
For research purposes.
And by the way, the spicy is not included. That's a different sandwich. That's the spicy chicken sandwich. We're talking about the regular chicken sandwich since it's National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day. Who's got the best?
Or if there's somebody local that makes one local that we need to know about.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need to know about this.
Because
let us know.
Those are always the best. You can text or call 680-WOLF. But just I'm coming up. I'm going to rank them for you. But I'll tell you, what you think's number one on the list is not going to be number one on the list. I will also tell you that it's very, very difficult to rank them out.
Of course it is.
It's very tough.
It's hard to, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say it's hard to mess up fried chicken, but
you can. Yes, you can. But the thing is we all the places down here do it so well because, let's face it, we know what we're doing.
Yeah,
and the process that the fast food places have is practically foolproof. They've got it down to a science, right?
Right.
So, and a lot of it is what's in that breading on the outside of it is how is that seasoned? What's in that?
Do they inject it with anything?
Pickles, no pickles. All this.
I'm hungry.
Chase does not like the pickle on the
sandwich. Nah, pickles are stupid.
Wow.
All right. So, we're going to discuss. You can jump in. I know a lot of you have already sent us messages. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anybody in particular in the lead right now?
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A's in the lead. Well, let's see how we go. Mm.
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate. Love you like I used to.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. fried chicken sandwich day all across this land today. Who's got the best? I have mine ranked. And who you think's going to be number one ain't going to be number one. But it was difficult to rank. We've been checking your responses. Thanks for your text, your calls, your comments.
So on Facebook and Instagram, the consensus here is Chick-fil-A has the best. Popeyes is next. We got a few text messages, though, since we talked about it. People are saying Biscuitville has a great chicken sandwich. The regular order spicy is good. Someone even said Longhorn. Never thought about that. And then there is a local place called Fuzzy's Barbecue. It's in Madison, and it's a chicken tender sandwich, but they say it's probably the best one around. Mm-hmm. We're also seeing Popeyes, Church's, Arby's, a Southern Family restaurant in Pawtucket, and Chick-fil-A again.
Okay. What say you, 680 Wolf?
Man, I just got to let you guys know that Black Powder Smokehouse in Jamestown, whenever they're running their chicken sandwich, that's just the best one.
All right, now, I am a big fan of Black Powder Smokehouse. If you don't know where that's at, it's Jamestown, right on that big corner there. If you come off Guilford,
gas station.
If you come off of Guilford College, take a right to head into Jamestown, you'll run smack into the thing at the stoplight near the post office. Fantastic place. I've never tried their chicken sandwich. They have these specials here and there, and yeah, I don't kind of watch for it, but I believe you. But we're really thinking more about chain stuff. When we started this whole thing. So Chick-fil-A in the lead from you. And then we had these wild cards from people who have moved here from other places who think the better chicken sandwich is where they were from.
Yeah, like someone said Cluck U in Jersey City, New Jersey, and also Cane's.
Yeah, Raising Cane's, which is not here, which is very good. Now, that's a chicken tender sandwich, not a chicken breast sandwich.
Don't worry, Dale. I have reached out to their corporate team, and we are looking for land across the triad to make this happen.
Of course, you have.
All right. I'll give you my rankings. Coming up next, the top five on the way, according to yours truly, after Carrie Underwood. New Country 93 on the Wolf. Dale O'Brien, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Annie Chase. Annie's been keeping a close look at your text. Looks like Chick-fil-A easily in the lead as far as the best fried chicken sandwich here on Fried Chicken Sandwich Day, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, I got my rankings for you. Now, when we originally put this out, it was more, these are the chains, okay? These are the chains. It's sandwiches that are available to everyone. Everybody knows these places. Who's got the best? Here's the rankings. According to me, here we go. See what you think. Number five, Wendy's. You can get the regular or the spicy there. These were all tasted as regular, not spicy, all right? Number four, Popeyes. Because I do like the crunch. I do like the seasoning, but I think they're a little inconsistent. On okay. The sandwich from visit to visit. Number three, Bojangles.
Now I knew. Okay, yeah, I was thinking.
You might say, oh, that's spicy, but you can get it without the spice. You can get a regular sandwich that doesn't have the spicy, but Bojangles, very good job. Number two, you called it, Chase, Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
Number two. And look, it's very tough to rank these guys. And number one, I'm giving it to Arby's.
Really? I knew you were going to do it. I knew it.
I am. I'm giving it. You guys got to try it. I mean, give it a try. And, the local places, man, of course, the local spots. You know, like I said, Black Powder Smokehouse. There are other places. Fuzzy's. There are places that have great chicken sandwiches. Go try them. But today is National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day. So treat yourself. Go on. Come on. You can do it. Have a fried chicken sandwich today and celebrate. 740. Eli Young Band. It's Crazy Girl.
Baby, why you want to cry?
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. And look, for those of you who've sent me messages, Chick-fil-A is not number one. It was very difficult. I had to get, maybe it's because I've eaten Chick-fil-A all my life, and it's like I'm just used to it, and that Arby's sandwich hit me in a certain way. That was based
right
on
the feels.
Tasting over the weekend. All right, that's what this is based on. And, please try all the local places, too. I'll tell you, Spring Valley Restaurant, you can vouch for this, Chase. They got great fried chicken. I know they have a sandwich. They had a fire. I don't even know if they're open now. They had a fire back second week of October.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. But anyway,
huh.
Good fried chicken. All right. It's 7:45, and it's going to be hot today. Almost 80
degrees.
That's
it. It's just going to be hot.
That's right. Four more days till the weekend.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes Oak Level, Virginia, population 798.
Salute!
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
ABC Wednesday. This is the live music event you've been waiting for.
Now this is God's country.
New country, 93 on the Wolf, Blake Shelton in God's Country. A little before 8 o'clock, it's time to get out your party horns.
Cause it's birthday time, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to you if you are celebrating today. You share your birthday with Chris Jericho. The wrestler, he's 49. Nick Lachey is 47. He's from 98 Degrees. He also used to be married to Jessica Simpson. Cisco is 41. Anybody know what he's famous for?
Thong, 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 thong. Thong song. Yeah,
the thong song. That's right. He's 41 today. Kernersville's own Chris Lane is sharing a birthday with 35 today.
Chris, get some bigger pants, buddy. Get some bigger pants.
Wow. And if you can believe this, Vanessa Lachey is also having her birthday. She's 40 today, so her and her husband Nick share a birthday, which is kind of weird but cool at the same time. Some local birthdays for you. Katie Stone of Kernersville, Cody Waldrop of High Point, Eva and Anna Blake of Greensboro, Caroline Brailsford of Louisville, Robbie Harrison of Kernersville, and Zoe Reniger. She's 8 years old today. She's from Yakinville. Happy birthday. We also missed a huge birthday on Friday. We hate that we did it, so we're going to celebrate today. Anna Setzer of Winston-Salem. She turned 17 on Friday, so
Anna,
happy birthday.
Setzer, yay!
Yeah!
Get your birthday in now. Go to 931wolfcountry.com so we can shout you out weekday mornings at 7:55. And just in case, we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
New country, 93.1 The Wolf. That's Luke Bryan and Country Girl, Shake It For Me, which is always a good line. Use it next time you're in the club. Chicks love it.
Jeez.
Never on news tub. Let's get into this first. Before I give you this story, let me just go ahead and say this woman probably should have just went ahead and bought some Pop-Tarts or something, but she didn't.
Story of my life. Okay, go ahead.
Last Thursday, this 34-year-old woman named Marlo Walton was staying at an extended stay deluxe hotel in Jacksonville, Florida. First of all, extended day deluxe. That sounds great. That sounds really great. Mm-hmm. And she got into an argument with the front desk over the hotel not providing their free breakfast.
Understand. Ooh. I get it.
A guy who was waiting in line in the lobby apparently... Guys, don't ever do this. Guy told this woman to just settle down.
Nope. Settle, Annie? Calm. You don't use those words when it comes to females.
Are you sure, Annie? Are you positive?
Positive. You're married. I know you know better.
That is, in the history of settle down, no one has ever settled down upon hearing those words.
Nor cooled off.
Yeah.
So, like anyone would, she threatened to kill him. Then went outside, took his truck, which was in the valet area in the front there where you unload, and it was still running. She jumped in it, drove it into a pond.
Atta girl.
Wow.
It was almost completely submerged before the cops were able to get there and find the truck. She was arrested for theft of a motor vehicle, criminal mischief, battery, assault, and aggravated battery. But a plus, on the side, she did get a free breakfast in jail.
Good.
And she probably calmed down there, too.
Don't ever say calm down, settle down, take it easy. You're overreacting.
Cool, ooh, sweet cheeks.
I'm already angry, and it wasn't even me.
This hour, warm. W-A-R-M.
Man, you're a good speller.
W-A-R-M. That's for your chance to go to Dollywood and be in the grand prize running to have an overnight stay as well. Warm. There, you want me to spell one more time for you, Dale?
Yes,
yeah,
go.
Do it.
W. Hold on. A-R-M.
I declare you winner of the Monday morning, November night spelling bee.
Thank you. Appreciate that. 20357. Hey, just a heads up. TSA in Syracuse, New York, has found something very interesting while they were searching through somebody's carry-on bag. They found a dead baby shark. Yes, you heard me right. Yes.
See, if you had have told me that.
Baby shark. Baby shark.
That's even better right there.
Baby shark. Yeah, I'd keep going. There's mama, daddy, grandma.
No. I know. supposedly, the shark was floating in an unknown chemical in a sealed glass container. Now, the TSA took it and destroyed it. The shark's owner refused to say why they were carrying it.
Okay. Creepy.
Who would refuse? Just be like...
I would have just broke out in song. Baby shark.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know.
Do not know. As I said before, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a second moon to the moon.
Huh?
Yes, we may have a second moon floating out there.
What are we living on, indoor?
What?
Star Wars joke.
I'm guessing that was a Star Wars joke.
Oh, man. This is rough. This is a rough day. Trying to make all these things work and it's not working. They're called Trojan asteroids. They share the same orbital path as certain planets, so they kind of go in the same area. Well, Mars has one, and we believe it's technically part of the moon, our moon, as its moon. So, like, moon 2.0 of our moon.
Moon to the second power.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Math is not the right thing to have here on Monday.
On a Monday.
Right.
Or in general. So there could be a second moon out there. Let's just put it that way. If you've started watching The Mandalorian Season 2, Dale has. By the way, I do not like the fact that they are releasing this on a weekly schedule.
There is a guest star, or I guess you'd call it a guest star, that I knew who was. He's masked, but I knew immediately who it was before they spoke. If you've seen it, you may know what I'm talking about. But I knew who it was before they even opened their mouth on the show.
And they were masked.
I amazed myself.
Okay, so we're three episodes ahead. Well, they have three released right now. I'm getting ready to start number two. But if you're a big fan of that, a Boba Fett, which is technically another Mandalorian spinoff, is possibly to be in the works by Disney. And they say they're not coming out with any details. They could actually start filming it next week without giving any details.
Guys, if you're poo-pooing and you never even seen Mandalorian, Mandalorian is like Clint Eastwood. I'm telling you.
Oh, I was going to say Amanda Snorian. Am I right?
Shut up, Annie. Shut up. Shut your face.
Got her. Thank you, Dale.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Do you know the most common letter in the English alphabet?
E.
Yeah, he's right. He's right.
Am I right?
You're right.
Oh, my gosh.
It's followed by A, R, I, and O. Then Q is the least common.
He has a hard time spelling.
We got to bring back Dale knows everything. It's all
we do have to bring that back because Dale does know everything. Hey,
can
I end this with something? Can I do it? Can I do it today? Are we ready?
Oh, sure.
You've already made me mad this morning with your mouth. This better
be good. Baby Shark.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things You Need to Know.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Jason, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello. Hello, speak to me.
Hey, can I get the Dollywood word again? Because I was brushing my teeth.
All right, while you were brushing your teeth, it was warm, W-A-R-M, warm. Text it to 20357 to win.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
My pleasure, as they say at Chick-fil-A.
Yes, I love Chick-fil-A. I worked there 9.5 years. I went to beauty school on a scholarship from Chick-fil-A. I love Chick-fil-A.
Wow, what a testimonial. Good for you. Have a great week.
Yes, you too.
Okay, bye. That really was a great testimonial for Chick-fil-A. Good for you, girl. Yeah, text warm to 20357 to win.
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What? Thank God I'm yours.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Russell Dickerson and yours. Go ahead and text it, WARM, W-A-R-M, to 20357. Maybe get you those tickets to Dollywood. Man, that's going to be a fantastic deal down there. That Smoky Mountain Christmas.
How many lights, Dale?
5 million.
There it is.
Lights, shows, great food, the whole nine yards. Text WARM to 20357 now to maybe win those tickets. Good luck to you. We came to the conclusion that your choice for the best fried chicken sandwich this morning on National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day was Chick-fil-A. I put Arby's at number one based on the judging I did this weekend. Very tough. Chick-fil-A at number two. So it's really,
they're all good.
They're all, you're right. You're right. They're all
government sauce or mayonnaise or delicious pickles, and I am a happy camper.
Yeah, not just one but two. I'll have two, thank you.
More of the Wake Up with a Wolf Show next.
We made USAA renters insurance for the stuff you love.
Farmer's daughter.
Next door news time, Annie.
Well, never in a million bajillion years did I think this was going to happen, and it did happen. I'm telling y'all because it's going to be my own next door drama. I got into a next door fight with a neighbor because I mistaked her dogs for the ones who escaped in the neighborhood, and then all heck broke loose.
The Bumpus's hounds are loose, everybody. Watch out.
Right. So listen up, okay. Some rando neighbor posted to the app to talk about a loose dog that was aggressively barking at her and as she got home. And she was trying to find the owner and was also kind of concerned because this dog kept barking and like laying in her driveway and somebody else's driveway, kind of roaming the neighborhood like he owned the place. And the bark was kind of scary. So her and her husband, they were like, okay, we don't know whose dog this is. We're a little frightened.
It sounds kind of rough.
Right. Like rough. R-U-F-F. Rough. Rough.
Rough.
That's right.
Rough.
So, boom. As soon as I saw the picture, I was like, I know that dog. See, I go walking every single day all over the surrounding neighborhoods. And I've stopped walking down this one street because there is this dog. There's two huge ones, okay? And it looks like the one the lady posted in the picture. It almost jumped over the fence like 3-4 weeks ago to come after me. Like, shut up. And I mean, it has the meanest bark, more mean than that right there, Chase. Right. So I walked past this dog. It barks all the time. This one time, though, as I go to walk back, it's already seen me, been barking at me. It jumps up the fence. And I'm telling y'all, I mean, its paws and the top part of its shoulders came up. And I was like, oh, no, no, no. I take 2-3 more steps past him, I'm scared he's going to come over that thing.
And it had a shiv in his hand, like, don't you walk around this neighborhood.
Clearly, like, he was roaming that rec yard out there, you guys.
Prison yard dog.
Right, and I had Danny come pick me up. That's how terrified I was. I was like, honey, you got to come get me. I can't finish my walk over here. You have to drop me off down the street. Anyways, I posted on the page, and I was like, yeah, I think this might be this dog, blah, 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 blah. I posted a Google Maps image of the house I thought the dog belonged to. Not anything with, like, an exact address, just the house on the corner, and I circled it. And next thing I know, my phone starts blowing up because this one chick is all in a tizzy that I, one, put her location on the map, and two, I would ever suggest that her dog was the escapee. And now, all of a sudden, I'm the villain here, not this evil little dog roaming the streets. So, of course, what do I do? Y'all don't know, do you?
No, okay. I didn't know.
I took a deep breath, and I started popping off on my keyboard. But, of course, I'm going to respectfully talk down to you when you're wrong. I'm not going to be just straight up mean about it.
That's how she does to us a lot, by the way, Dale. Yes. I don't know if you know that. I know.
That is my tactic. I'm really good at it. So I let old Tanya know that them dogs are mean as hell, and I don't care if it's her baby. Too many other people's babies come down that street, and she needs to go ahead and put a higher fence in because Cujo ain't snacking on my leg today.
Ooh. I was hot. Guess that got the point across.
So long story short, y'all, they were not homegirl's dogs. Kind of wish they were, though, because maybe she'd see that her angels are anything but. And I mean, I love a protective pooch as much as the next person, but don't get so butthurt when someone suggests it might be your property causing the discourse, okay?
It's hard to work the word butthurt and discourse into a sentence, and Annie, you did it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week, and you can hit me with your best neighborhood drama, because as always, I am here for it. DM us, 931thewolf, or shoot us a text with your story at 336-680-WOLF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.